Welcome. It's good that we join together in worship once again. The lockdown cannot stop us. Best of wishes to you all. Now we're going to sing our first song, And Can It Be That I Should Gain an Interest in the Saviour's Blood.
Thank you.
Let us come to the Lord in believing prayer. Lord our God, we praise you. We worship you. We love you, Father, Son, and Spirit. You are indeed a wonderful God. And as we bring our prayers to you today, Lord, we ask that you would be close to us and you would assure us that you hear and answer our prayers. Lord, we thank you for the world you've created, and we pray, Lord, that all the people in authority will use their authority to bring people together in unity and peace. We pray for our own country at this time. We pray for our Queen and the royal family. We pray for our government, for all who serve in the Houses of Parliament and the Houses of Lords. Give to them your wisdom, we pray, Lord. And Lord, for our own local communities, for our own family and friends, Lord, remind us, Lord, that you love us. Forgive us, Lord, if we forget that, but we know you do. And we want to thank you for your love and for your care. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to help us and our family and friends, that you would meet their needs. We pray, Lord, for Dawn, for Bruce, for Emma, for Hannah, for Morris, for John, for Margaret. Bless them as a family, Lord. We pray for David, Wendy, Joshua, and Daryl. Bless them too, Lord. Be with Jean, be with Stuart, be with Sharon, Peter, Jade, and Fraser. And Lord, we ask particularly that you would relieve Stuart from the tremendous pain that he is suffering at this time. We pray, Lord, for Ollie. We pray for her sons. We pray for her daughters. We pray for her in-laws. We pray for her grandchildren. Keep them close to each other, Lord. Keep them concerned for each other. And Lord, for Ollie herself, be her companion as she lives on her own. Be with Rita, Terry, Jackie, Russell, and Julie. Bless them as a family. We thank you what they do for Rita, Lord. But for Rita, be her companion, be her healer, be all that she needs at this particular time. Equip her for her discipleship. Be with Sarah, be with her family, be with her friends and her neighbours. But Lord, Sarah lives on her own. Be her companion, equip her for her discipleship, keep her physically and spiritually strong. And Lord, we want to thank you for what she does for other people. We pray, Lord, for Brian. We pray for his family and friends. And we pray, Lord, that you would equip Brian for his discipleship. Help him, Lord, to share your faith with others. We pray for Graham. We pray for Dawn, for Dean, for Rachel and her Neil. Be with them, Lord. Keep them safe. Meet their needs, we pray. Be with Paul and Jennifer. Be a companion to Jennifer, Lord. Keep her close to you. And be with Paul. Equip him for his ministry, Lord, and keep him fit and safe. Be with Richard. Be with Barbara. Be with Harry and their family and friends. Be with Richard Saunders. Be with Gillian and Robert. Keep them all close to each other, Lord, and meet their needs. Be with Eunice and myself. And Lord, be with each and every one of our family and friends. Help us all, Lord, that we might have victory over this virus. And help us, Lord, to not let it stop us from serving you, serving each other, and loving each other. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of prayer, and we bring our prayer to you today, knowing that you are with us, that you will walk every moment of every day in our lives, and we praise you once again. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Today's reading is Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 32. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he'd spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, the father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. So the son said to him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
We're now going to sing another song, Thank You for Saving Me. Where would we be without Jesus?
Thank you for saving me. What can I say? You are my everything. I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me. What can I say? You took my sin and shame, a sinner called by name. Praise is the Lord. Praise is the Lord. For we know your truth and grace are mine, forgiven is my sin. Jesus, my only hope, the Savior of the world. Great is the Lord, we cry, God, let your kingdom come. Has let me sing. Thank you for saving me. Yeah, Lord. Thank you.
The message today should cheer us all up. It's called The Joys of Salvation. Those words summarize this chapter. Lost, found, rejoice. Number one, the joy of finding, verses 1 to 10. The story about the lost sheep would touch the hearts of men and boys in the crowd, and the women and the girls. They would all appreciate the story about the coin that was lost from the wedding headband. Jesus sought to reach everybody's heart. So, the lost sheep, verses 1 to 7. The sheep were lost because of foolishness. Sheep have a tendency to go astray, and that is why they needed a shepherd. By leaving the 99 sheep, the shepherd was not saying they did not matter, they were safe, but the lost shepherd sheep was in danger. There is a fourfold joy expressed when a lost sinner comes to the Saviour. Joy in the heart of the one who's found, joy in the heart of the one who has done the finding, and others join in the joy when they heard someone had been found, when they had been saved. So there is joy in heaven when the lost sinner comes home. And then verses 8 to 10, the lost coin. The coin was lost because of carelessness. It is a sobering thought that our carelessness could result in a soul being lost. When a Jewish girl goes to get married, she begins to wear a headband of 10 silver coins to show she was now a wife. It is similar to our wearing of a wedding ring. The joy was evident when the lost coin was found. And there are few joys that match in the joy of finding the lost and bringing them to the Savior. John Wesley said, "The church has nothing to do but to save souls." Now we, of course, cannot save anyone, but we can bring them to the one who does. So, the joy of finding. Number two, the joy of returning. Verses 11 to 21. This parable is often called the parable of the prodigal son. Prodigal means wasteful, but it also could be called the parable of a loving father. There are three experiences here of the younger son. A. Rebellion, verses 11 to 16. He went to a far country. He said goodbye to his father. Did he care for his father? No, he thought more about himself. B. Repentance, verses 17 to 19. After a not happy experience, he came to himself. Repentance means to change one's mind. The son changed his mind. He was sorry for what he had done. So rebellion, repentance, and then verses 20 to 24, we see rejoicing. He came to the Father. The forgiveness shown by the Father was remarkable. No bitterness, no "I told you so," just a wonderful celebration. And this is what it's like in heaven when anyone is saved, and what it should be like when someone comes to Jesus in the Christian church. But is it? Verse 24, the son was lost. Jesus said, "I am the way." 27, the son was ignorant. Jesus said, "I am the truth." 24 again, the son was dead. Jesus said, "I am the life." Accepting Jesus, being baptized, We often are joyful, but does that joy remain? We need help as new Christians for discipleship, and as believers, we need to help and disciple people who come to know Jesus for the first time. Welcome means much more than the initial joy. So there's a joy of finding, the joy of returning, and finally, verses 25 to 32, the joy of forgiving. The older brother has some very commendable virtues. He worked hard, he obeyed his father, he was loyal to his family and friends. But unfortunately, when his younger brother returned, the older brother showed the sins of self-righteousness, of pride. He lacked compassion and he was angry. He stayed outside. He had no fellowship with the family as they celebrated. If we are out of fellowship with God our Father, we cannot be in fellowship with our brothers and sisters in the faith. Everyone in this chapter responded joy except the older brother. Some believers prefer to nurse their anger rather than forgive and have fellowship with the Lord and each other. Some people say, I forgive, but I'll never forget. That, my friends, is not true forgiveness. So, let us find the joy that brings true fellowship with God and other believers. Let us be joyful when someone comes to the Lord, and may we, from then on, seek to help them as much as we can. So, my friends, we have the joy of finding, the joy of returning, the joy of forgiving. God bless you. Amen. And now we're going to sing a lovely song, All I Once Held Dear. It's all God, isn't it, when we come to Jesus. We get rid of that and we live a lovely life with Him.
Just knowing you.
to know the power of your risen life and to know you in your suffering, to become like you in your death, my Lord, so with you to
Lord, you are wonderful. You are loving. You guide us. You help us. You are our all in all. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us and all that we know and love, both this day and forevermore. Amen.